The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on this beautiful Saturday, June the 22nd. You know, usually I have Ben bringing in the welcome every Saturday morning, but Ben is out sick today. He will not be in. He's been fighting a cold all week, and I'm going to miss him so much, but I do have a very special co-host and guest in the studios today. I have Lou Sarzar in the studio live. How are you this morning, Lou?
I'm doing great. Thank you for letting me be here with you.
Well, thank you for being here. I know you've probably got a lot to do on a Saturday, so thanks for giving up some time to come in and chat with me this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, Lou.
Fantastic.
We're going to talk about billboards. How effective are they? Why are they important? Do people need to advertise on them? Because I know that's what you do. So you're going to tell us all the important things to know about billboards. We're going to talk a little bit about investing. I know you've done some of that.
I have.
You've had some rentals. Maybe you can share some of those horror stories with us you've had. But we're going to talk about, is real estate a good investment? Why it is. And then later on in the show, I'll give out five tips for first-time home buyers, anybody thinking about buying a home, because it is a great time to buy. Ben and I talk about this every Saturday morning, and the rates, this is unbelievable. I didn't know, Lou, if you know what the rates are right now, but to buy a home with a 30-year mortgage right now, it's like 3.8%.
Well, that's fantastic. Some people may want to refinance.
I know, exactly. And 15-year, you're looking at about 3.5%. I mean, how can you afford not to buy, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what I say over and over and over. Well, with that, let's talk about what's going on in our local real estate market. We've been watching these numbers and just got the May statistics in. Last month, the median sales price here in Chattanooga was $199,000. You know, we've been talking about how prices keep going up. They just went up another 12%. Well, now our median sales price is $205,000. So that's great news for sellers. Anybody think about selling your home? Now's the time because prices are continuing to go up. Our new listings went up 7.7%. So that means more sellers are getting excited about selling. Our pending sales were up 18.8%. And our days on the market was down 12.2%, which means homes are selling fast. 43 days is the average time for a home to be on the market.
Well, that's fantastic. That also drives the economy, I'm sure.
I know, it sure does. And I'll tell you this, I was bragging on one of my new listings last Saturday we were here. I was bragging on it, just hit the market. Guess what? It sold that day.
That's
when
fantastic.
I left. And so now I've been out with them trying to find a home, and that's a little challenging. I tell buyers, you don't have time to go home and sleep on it or think about it right now, because that house will sell. If you are in love with the home, you have to make an offer.
Absolutely. I have a friend that was just looking for a home.
Yeah.
She was in a home looking at it. It had been listed one day, and it sold while she was looking at it from somebody out of town.
Oh, I hate that. That happens all the time right now, too. It does. You'll be at a you'll pull up to a home and get a notice that they're canceling it because there was a status change and it just went under contract. It's crazy. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And the other voice you hear with me this morning is not Ben Phillips, my buddy from Home Rate Mortgage. Ben is out sick this morning. But I have Lou Sarzar here. And Lou, tell us a little bit about you, Lou, for our listeners. Who is Lou Sarzar?
Well, let me tell you, I've been born.
I know you're local.
Absolutely.
Homegrown.
I was born here long, long time ago. We won't say how long ago. But my family has ties to the area for well over 100 years.
Right.
My grandfather owned a restaurant downtown, mm-hmm. and I worked there as a child. and went to Ottawa High School.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Chattanooga State. So, yeah, I'm definitely homegrown.
You're all local. Well, I went to Ottawa, too. That school has changed a lot, though, I'm sure, from when you and I, we won't talk about what year I graduated either. But I'm curious about something. When I was reading your bio, it says that you serve on the Hixson Chamber of Commerce. And I was a little surprised at that because you live out in the East Brainerd area.
I do, but I work in the Hixson area. So I'm able to serve on the Hixson board, and I'm real proud to be there with them.
Okay. Well, we need to get you involved out at the East Brainerd and the Ottawa Collegedale Council, too. So tell our listeners what you do, where you work, and what you do.
Fantastic. Yes, I work for Plainview Outdoor. We are a local billboard company doing billboard advertising. Our primary product is digital billboard, and we're located all over the greater Chattanooga area.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would anyone want to do outdoor advertising?
Outdoor advertising started almost 600 years ago. The effectiveness of it has never been questioned. Sometimes the saturation has caused the market to actually go down from the billboard arena. But it's been highly effective. It started here in the United States around 1830. Coca-Cola grabbed a hold of it and built their brand and business on billboards.
Wow, is that how they did it? I didn't
know
that. That's interesting history. Wow.
They're right in your face. There's no place to go. You can't turn them off. You can't rewind. You can't fast forward over them. Rewind away from them.
Well, let me ask you this, because there's a belief out there that billboards, getting a billboard is expensive.
Absolutely. I mean, and I guess it is kind of expensive. But the return on investment is really what you're looking for in any advertising dollar. And so when you measure that return, it's definitely worth the cost.
So do you guys track that? How do you track that?
Well, there's different ways to track that, and it just depends on the business and how they track. You can do a comparative analysis with your previous years. You can take that period of time and kind of study it over another period of time and add on about 6 weeks to the end of your marketing program. So there's different ways to do that, and it really just depends on how the business tracks their ROIs.
What businesses do you think billboards help the most?
Well, I think billboards can help any business. I mean, everybody wants, we have branding, we have announcements in our business, we have contribution to society. We have a lot of things going on where everybody wants to be a good Samaritan with, you know, with their time and their business money. And so you're actually able to have a conversation with billboards now where you never were before. Before, you just made a statement. Now you can actually have a conversation with your potential clients.
Well, let me ask you about this, because I've wondered how effective like a rotating billboard is, because it flashes very quick and it seems like there's multiple advertisers on it.
Absolutely. And there's no other way to have a billboard that is that bright and brilliant without having multiple advertisers to support it. You have a landowner that is receiving funds for that structure. You have the cost of the actual digital up there, and then you have the advertising people that go out and sell those ads.
Yeah.
So it's kind of no different than the radio. As you go through your programming and you sell different spots, there's multiple advertisers.
Right.
And so that's kind of the model that it follows.
And you've been doing this a long time, haven't you?
On and off, absolutely.
So what all types of billboards are there? You know, I've seen the static boards, and also I've noticed a lot of businesses are buying those. Like, it almost looks like a TV screen that they've got displayed out there. So do you have all of those types of billboards?
We do. We don't use poster panels and poster showings. That's something we feel is kind of phasing out of the market. We also we have a tri-vision billboard. That's where you would have three advertisers, and it would kind of shutter and flip between those three. And that's something we have, but it's kind of phasing out as well. The digital world is taking us to high definition, larger than life digital displays, where we can be actively involved in them. We can have countdowns. We can have temperature, time and temperature on those. Immediate information. that's necessary, sales that we're running. We can part something if a restaurant wants to run a different ad for morning, lunch, and dinner. They can do that.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, we have Lou Sarsour in with Plainview Billboards, and he's telling us why it's important to advertise on a billboard. And, you know, a lot of folks I've noticed have said, you know, they've gotten away from billboard advertising. And I'm just curious, because I know you track this, how advertising with billboards compares to radio and TV and even social media, because you've got folks now that I know people that, especially realtors, that all they do is use social media now because it is so inexpensive.
It is inexpensive in a way.
Uh-huh.
It targets a few thousand people.
Yeah.
And then when they see some results from a very limited amount of funds they may have towards that, then they start believing in it. Mm-hmm. Well, with billboards, we have a billboard that 160,000 people a day see. Mm-hmm. When you multiply that over a 28-day period, you're up in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word gets out and conversation starts. And you know that famous thing, well, I just work by word of mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's where word of mouth gets started.
Yeah.
By 3 right. million people seeing it over a span of 28 days.
Right.
So billboards play a integral role in the marketing plan. But I'm all for diversity in a marketing plan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you said that, diversity. So, you know, we like here on the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, we're all about local, and we like to support our small businesses, our local small business. That's why I wanted to invite you on the show today and just kind of for anybody out there that's got a business or that's wanting to brand theirself or anything like that, to find out more about billboards and why they're effective and stuff. But let me ask you this. For someone that's just opening a business and they're just trying to get the message out and brand themselves, do you guys recommend that they do like a combination of advertising, maybe do some billboard, radio, TV, that kind of stuff, and social media? Do you guys put together a campaign like that or recommend that? Or what would your...
I've been a business owner,
business, yeah.
And so I would definitely recommend some diversity
when
you're starting out. Mm-hmm. What I would tell everybody...
Because billboards can be expensive, especially if you're starting out.
They can be, and the reason is because they're worth it.
Yeah. Well,
they're absolutely worth it. And so if I'm starting out with a business, I want to establish a budget,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to go
That's
out
true.
And research each one of those elements, mm-hmm. find out where my potential customer is, and then go ahead and reach them through that medium.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. But let me ask you this. Do you use social media and stuff to promote Plainview?
How Absolutely.
Do you do?
Hey, social media is a great way to touch people.
Okay.
But you'll notice on social media, just because you have a few thousand friends doesn't mean that a few thousand people are going to see your post. It means maybe 25 or 30 are going to see your post now.
That's true. Well, we had a guy in last week, and he owns Chattanooga Web Design, Bradley Weber, and he was talking about, you know, how important it is. You have to have a website. And everything you do in advertising, whether it's billboard, radio, it all has to point back to that website. So I would think, well, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about what information is important to have on a billboard and how to make a billboard really stand out and pop and grab attention. So if you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on 106.9 FM, and we will be back here in just a few minutes.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at HomeRateMortgage.com.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Now, back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on this beautiful Saturday morning on Easy 106.9 FM. And we have a special guest in the studio who's filling in for Ben Phillips today because Ben is under the weather. We hope he gets better soon. But have Lou Sarzar in, and he works with Plainview Outdoor Advertising. We've been talking about billboards, but let's shift a minute and talk about, now you said in the first segment your family's been here over 100 years.
Absolutely.
And your granddad owns the famous Sarzar restaurant, right?
My granddad owned a restaurant called Lou's Restaurant on Broad Street.
Okay.
His uncle actually started Sarzar's Cafe.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, for full disclosure, I've not eaten at Sarzar's Cafe.
Oh, no.
So I know. And I know it's like an icon because it's, how long has that been, that restaurant been in business?
Just over 100 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable. So it's stayed in the family all this time.
It has.
What kind of food is there?
It's good old Southern country cooking.
Okay.
And
so
hamburgers.
Mashed potatoes and
absolutely. They have a special each day and it's really good and you get a full house every day.
Well, I'm going to have to go check that out. So for our listeners out there that may need to eat lunch today, tell them how they can get over to Sarzar's and enjoy a home-cooked meal.
It's right off Main Street on Rossville Avenue next to the fire hall. And you can get over there at lunch and say hello to Shannon and tell her you want the daily special.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to go over there so I can say I have had the experience. Okay, so we're talking about how important it is to brand yourself and advertise. It doesn't matter what kind of business you have.
It doesn't,
realtor,
really.
If you're a loan officer, whatever. I mean, how can people use your services if they don't know anything about you? So what is important to keep in mind when if I'm thinking about doing a billboard, okay, and I'm thinking I want to really grab someone's attention. I want my billboard to be very effective. What is the best thing to keep
Absolutely.
In mind?
Absolutely, and that question gets asked quite a
I'm
bit,
sure.
obviously. Well, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
What does your logo look like?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that that gives information, or is it something that has flash and flair to it?
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do is we want to start out with somebody that's never advertised before with a branding situation or a tease and reveal situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we may come out and we may just put your logo up for a few days. And a great thing about digital marketing like this is we can change it anytime. We can run multiple messages anytime. We can change the message whenever we want. And the upfront costs are almost null.
Oh, yeah. So, because, see, I know I've done some billboard advertising before.
And yes, you especially, have.
Yeah. Especially if you've just got a canvas billboard up there or whatever. I mean, you pay significantly to have that created. So there's no way to change that message unless you just want to spend a lot of money.
You can spend a lot of money going in on a static and a tri-vision display and even on poster panels.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of upfront money. And I'd rather use that upfront money to actually advertise rather than just buy something to advertise because
mm-hmm.
you still have to pay for the space as well.
You know, what I've noticed is a lot of people are advertising their engagement, their wedding. I mean, that seems like that would be very expensive.
It's not very expensive. We charge about $100 to do that.
Okay. So if you are, I think that would be a neat way for a guy to propose, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I've got a funny
story
about that.
Karen, will you marry me? All right, let's hear your story.
All right. So it was my wife's birthday, and I did a billboard for her. and I was taking her to dinner.
I hope you didn't say happy 40th or happy 50th.
I did not put her age up on the billboard, in my defense. So, but I told her, I said, hey, I got to go check one of these billboards. Might be something wrong with it. Yeah. So we drove out there, and her face displayed up there really big and large on Gun Barrel Road.
Oh, my gosh, on her birthday.
And she was looking down at her phone. She never noticed.
Oh, my goodness. That's so hilarious.
So as it come back up the next time, I said, what do you think of that? And she saw her face up there, and she went a little crazy. So it was a really good experience for her.
Yeah, that's really neat. See, I think that would be a really neat way if a guy's trying to think of a unique way to propose or something like that, get it all over those billboards. But I notice a lot of times when I'm driving, something like that does get my attention, a billboard, especially if it's a couple just got engaged and all that, and it's got their picture up there. I think that is a neat thing that I'm seeing couples do.
Well, you asked a question a little earlier, what is the best thing to put up there?
That's right.
And if something can evoke some emotion, that is the absolute best thing to put up there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have these consumer research services out there. Mm-hmm. We have Arbitron and we have Nielsen.
Right.
And when you go and you start looking at some of the Nielsen data, they start telling you that 75% of the people that pass by a digital billboard remember seeing that digital billboard.
Wow.
And of those 75%, 55% of those actively engaged in one of the ads that they saw.
Wow.
So those are huge numbers that nobody else can touch.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, so how often, though, should someone refresh their billboard? Let's say that, you know, they've got one of these messages up there. How often should they change it? Because I would think you've got to leave it up there some period of time to get the message across.
Absolutely. You need to leave it up there a little while just to kind of let that soak in, especially with a branding message. But if you have announcements to make, you need to make those announcements. And the great thing about digital is you can put multiple messages up there. So if you have a branding message and then you have an announcement, you can run your brand, run your announcement, run your brand, run your announcement. Or you can run your brand three times, run your announcement once.
Right.
Run your brand three times, run your announcement once. Any combination you can think of, we can pretty much go with.
Well, and for my realtor friends out there, or my anyone that does mortgages, this is a great way to advertise an open house.
It is. You can actually put a picture of the house on the billboard.
Yeah, I've done that before with you.
Yes, you have.
And the way the interest rates are changing, there's new loan products. This is being with Home Rate. I know he's done some as well, too. Let me ask you this, because I remember years ago when I first started advertising on a billboard, it seemed that the city really was on this move to reduce the number of billboards because they thought they were eyesores, what have you, and all that. And they didn't want them all over East Brainerd. And I remember that the city was actually negotiating with, I won't even say the company I was advertising with at the time, but I had a board and I had a contract. And they were going to remove it and put one of those really big digital boards up in its place. And they had a tremendous fight with the city in doing that. Where, you know, attorneys got involved in everything. And I say all that because I'm just kind of curious how you guys place your billboards and the process you go through. Do you have to go through zoning?
We do. There,
oh, my goodness.
This is a huge process, and it's probably for another day.
Yeah.
Because we could probably do a whole segment on just that alone. But we strategically find spots. We don't try to saturate an area with billboards. You'll see we have about 23 billboards right now. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to end up somewhere around 30, 35 and kind of stop there. Mm-hmm. We're a small local business, and so we enjoy that aspect of what we do. Mm-hmm. And we'll strategically locate those for the traffic patterns of the Chattanooga area and for to get the best return for our clients.
Okay, well, that sounds good. If you're just tuning in, I have Lou Sarsour with Plainview Outdoor Advertising in the studios filling in for Ben Phillips this morning. And we're talking about how important it is to brand yourself, how important it is to advertise. And, of course, Lou thinks the best way is on billboards, don't you?
Absolutely, I do. But I also think the best way is to diversify your marketing plan.
Right.
And have a little bit of everything that you can afford. I wanted to say one thing. When you go into a franchise situation, mm-hmm. most franchises now make you pay into the franchise, and then they only give it back to you through advertising.
Right.
And they started doing this because they realized that the survival of the franchise depended on those individual franchise owners actually advertising what they do and what their product is.
All right. Explain to me what an effective, diverse campaign looks like. What's that a combination of?
I think it's a combination of, obviously, billboards in my arena. Mm-hmm. Radio, for sure. 93% of the people still listen to radio at some point through their week.
Right.
I think some mild TV would be good, especially for locally sponsored shows. And sporting events. Mm-hmm. I think those are really good ways to catch people's attention. Mm-hmm. They can be a little pricey as well, but sometimes you can get a pretty good deal through the TV stations. And then social media, I think it's a must, but I also think that as more regulations occur with social media, that's going to start to come down and the other medium's going to be able to compete with it a lot better.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to come back here in just a while. We're going to talk about, because I want you to shift gears with me, because I know you've done some real estate investing.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about, is real estate a good investment? Is it or isn't it?
I think it is. Okay. I think it's always a great investment.
We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about some of the nightmare stories out there, too, if you know that some of the things that can happen if you become a landlord. You'll share some stories with us, and then we'll talk about tips for first-time home buyers. But for anybody out there thinking about buying a home, I would recommend you get pre-qualified, and you can do that by calling Home Rate Mortgage. Even though Ben Phillips is out sick this morning, he has great staff over there that's eager to help you. They can pre-qualify you over the phone, and you can reach them at 805-9100. And call them, because I know that they are standing by. You will be surprised at all the different loan products they have and how easy it is just to get pre-qualified. And what's even better, how much you can afford to buy because the rates are so low. So I would encourage anybody thinking about buying a home, reach out today. Call Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100, and we'll be back right after the break.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of $1 million. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 on this beautiful Saturday morning. If you are thinking about selling your home or buying a home, call Sabrina Realty, 423-499-7780. We would love to help you in the process. be glad to come out and give a free consultation. So just call Sabrina Realty if you are thinking about buying and selling. If you're just tuning in, we have a very special guest in the studios this morning filling in for Ben Phillips, who's under the weather. We have Lou Sarsour. He works with Plainview Outdoor Advertising. We've been talking about how important it is to brand yourself and advertise, especially if you are a small business owner or if you are a realtor, mortgage broker, anything like that. And Lou has shared with us, he thinks no matter what business you're in, it's important to do some billboard advertising and to diversify your advertising. So let me ask you this before we shift gears this morning. For someone out there thinking about, you know, I need to do some advertising, but I can't afford billboards, because that's what most people think out there. Do you have a program that you can tailor to their budget for someone that can't spend that much, or there's some things you guys can do for them?
Well, that's a question we obviously get every day. Uh-huh. We are great supporters of small business, so what we've developed is a program just for them.
That's great. Absolutely.
And so what they can do is they can buy what they call a portion mm-hmm. spot. Mm-hmm. And so in this portion spot, it's about half of the price of a normal spot. Mm-hmm. And so when a normal spot would come up for 8 full seconds every minute, their spot would come up for 8 full seconds every other minute. And then we would sell the other portion of the spot to somebody, another small business.
Okay.
So they're basically sharing a slot, but they're only paying half the price. So we have billboards that are $200 for 4 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
So if you hear that, it's not out of reach. You can, and I would recommend, because I do know, I've done some billboard advertising, and I've had people say, I saw your billboard, and I think it kind of builds your brand, but I think it also builds kind of that trust, too, to see that you're up there and investing in yourself, you know. So tell folks how to get in touch with you if they want to do some billboard advertising.
Absolutely. You can call Plainview Outdoor Advertising direct at 423-622-4100, or you can actually call me, 423-313-4393.
And I'll be happy to help you. You do answer your phone.
I do answer my phone. Now, if it's some number from, you know, Quebec, Canada, I may not.
Boy, we get a lot of those nowadays, don't we?
Absolutely.
You never know. And I tell you what kills me are the ones that look like a regular cell phone or something. And you pick, hi. It's a recording. You pick it up. Hi.
Yeah, it's a robocall that appears to
Absolutely.
Be local, but they're using a local exchange.
That is aggravating. There's no such thing as a no-call list anymore, I don't guess, because it's totally ineffective.
I think they're probably working on it right now.
Well, I know I want to talk about, is real estate a good investment?
I think it's always a good investment.
I know you know that because you've done some investing, and we're going to talk about that. But share with our listeners, too, how you bought your home, because I think you're probably sitting on a gold mine if you decide to sell it.
My current home I purchased, it had been on the market for 18 months, and mm-hmm. it was hidden behind a big tree. And it was actually a foreclosure in a wonderful neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we looked at it, and as soon as we walked in, we knew it was the place for us.
How much below market value did you buy it for? Do you know?
About $50,000 below market value.
So you walked in with $50,000 equity.
I did.
Day one. That's awesome. Now, there's not a lot of foreclosures out there now.
No, they sell there's pretty not. Quick because there's a lot of people trying to flip houses right now.
Well, there's a lot of investors out there. That's why I want to talk about this today, too. A lot of investors out there. And what I've seen, Lou, is that we've got investors coming from all across the U.S. to our market. And because they know it's a good market. And I've got some investors from California, actually, that have bought about 60 homes through me. But I've noticed we've got people from New York and all over investing in Chattanooga market. So is it a good investment? Because real estate is more than just buying a home and holding on to it. Successful real estate investors are constantly paying attention to the market. Can you guess the two things that they're paying attention to?
I'm sure one of them is property values.
You just got it. Undervalued properties and the trend of real estate prices, which right now in our market, prices are going up. I just shared that the median sales price went up to $205,000. That's up from last month. It was $199,000, up 12%. So I'm telling you that there's probably not a lot of good deals out there, but if you find one, you better jump. You better act. There's still some of those homes out there, though, that need to be renovated. And if you can buy them right, keep your costs down, maybe do some of the work yourself. It's all about, you know, trying to
I think
to
that's
keep
a great
that
way to jump into home ownership.
Yeah.
I think that a young couple starting out in the market today, they need to find something that's kind of a fixer-upper and kind of work through that situation and build some value in their home.
And, you know, that's one of the things I was going to talk about, too. For first-time home buyers, that first home, if you can afford it, why not hold on to it as an investment property? You know, I mean, that's just money in the bank. A good investment property, though, is when you purchase it 15 to 25% lower than fair market value. And there's just not a lot of deals out there right now. So is there really such a thing as undervalued properties? Probably not. But there are opportunities. And here's opportunities you can look for. If you're thinking about or interested in maybe investing in real estate, here's some opportunities. If someone is going through bankruptcy, if they're going through a divorce, if they're relocating, or if they've got substantial debt and they need to get out of it and they need to get out of that mortgage, those are opportunities. Do you know why your house was a foreclosure? Did you find out anything about that?
There was a job change situation, and the change in the job resulted in a lower income for the individual, so they had to downsize and move out.
Yeah. You know, I hate gaining on someone's, you know, poor luck or bad circumstance. But there are opportunities out there, and, you know, because people, especially if it's a divorce situation and it's a bitter divorce, they just want to turn that thing and go on and split up and go the other way. So, I mean, this is very true. There's still opportunities out there. But some things that are really, really good about investing is, you know, it creates cash flow.
Absolutely.
And that's what my husband's wanting us to look at, you know, getting more rentals. Well, we've got a couple, but he's wanting us to look at getting more for that reason, to generate cash flow, because we're getting closer to retirement.
As we all are.
And that's a good way to generate cash flow, you know. And you really can't make any money on savings at the bank. I mean, they're not paying anything.
No, they're not. And I think that rentals are sustainable income as well. People are always going to need a place to live, and there's always going to be those folks that just want to rent and don't want the responsibility of ownership.
That's exactly right. There's tax benefits too.
Absolutely.
You know, the government rewards rental property, and they reward property owners by offering tax benefits, including depreciation and significantly lower tax rates for long-term profits. So that's a good reason to invest. Also, appreciation. You know, the market goes up and down. You know, there's cycles. But that property is appreciating over time. And so it's a great investment. You're not going to lose.
I think the 3 acres that my rental property is on sold originally for around $2,300.
Oh, my goodness. That's unbelievable.
And it's worth somewhere in the $200,000 to $300,000 range now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I think the other benefit to investing in building a business by investing in real estate is you are your own boss. And everybody likes that. Everybody likes that independence and that freedom to be your own boss and come and go as you please, right? So I want you to share with us, though. Now, there's ups and downs to investing. It's very important to get a good tenant. If you have to do a background check, whatever you've got to do, it's important to do that and get a good tenant. And I tell you something, I would even charge less rent to get a good tenant in there long term than to jack up my rent and take a risk on it being someone that's not going to take care of my property, not going to call me, stay on top of things, call me if there's a problem. And I know that you had an experience with
I did.
A renter. Just one renter?
Just one renter.
Well, then that's pretty good. Share with our listeners.
Well, my wife and I, we moved out of our longtime home about 3 years ago and found that foreclosure I mentioned earlier. And so our home was paid for, so we thought, well, this would be a great source of income.
Yeah, right.
And I found a young couple that had a couple of kids that needed four bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of put that all together. Well, I lowered the rent for them so they wouldn't be struggling to pay it each month, and also made a deal with them contractually that they would repair anything under $500 mm-hmm. that occurred, and then I would pick up from there if it was a major expense. Well, there never was anything wrong with the house through an 18-month period, evidently, until they moved out. And then I discovered there was about $7,000 worth of damage to the house.
Oh, my goodness. With what? What did they?
Flooring, water damage from sinks, toilets that overflowed, and were just kind of, the room was kind of shut off.
And they never called you or anything?
No, never let me know.
Well, I'm a firm believer. It's not what you expect. It's what you inspect.
That's some good advice there.
Well, and I'm saying, if anybody's thinking about investing out there, a couple things that I would do is I would show up periodically, and I would have it in my contract that I show up, but I would be very courteous and call and give your tenant a heads up that you're coming by. If it's for nothing else, if it's to change the filters in the heat and air unit, to make sure that, you know, you're taking care of that. But to go in and see if your property's being taken care of. Because I know one of the most expensive things is when you have a turnover and you've got a tenant moving out and you've not been in that property. Because I know I have an investor. I've done a lot of I've sold a lot of investment property too. And he said just about every time he has a tenant move out and a new one move in, he's replacing flooring and paint. You can just about count on flooring and paint, if nothing else. So he puts aside, he's got a contingency account, and he's got money in it for those types of things.
Well, that's really important, obviously, because those expenses can be pretty great. And if you're relying on that monthly income from that rent, then you need to have a little nest egg on the side to take care of any problems there are with the property.
That's right.
My tenant right now is amazing. And she lets me know anything that's going on with the property. So I'm very fortunate right now. But she's actually moving into her own home that she purchased because she finally found something that she could buy.
But it can be rewarding, and you can make a lot of money getting investing. So if you are thinking about investing, you can call me, Sabrina Realty. I'll be glad to give you advice, walk you through the process, and sit down with you and help you get started. But you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of $1 million. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com. Turn a house into a home, Home Rate
Mortgage. MLS 2239. Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today. Turn a house into a home. Home Rate.
back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. And Ben Phillips is not in the studios this morning, but I have a very special guest, Lou Sarzar. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff this morning, all
Absolutely.
Kinds of information. We've shared the local real estate stats, and what's impressive, not only is the median sales price going up, but the time on the market's down to 43 days. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable. I've seen stuff leave the market in less than a day before it even hit the market.
I know. And then we were talking about how important it is to advertise, and for any of the small businesses out there or anyone that's got a message, even if it's an engagement announcement, right?
Absolutely.
They need to call you to get a billboard. Let's before we go into our next topic, go ahead and tell our listeners again how they can get in touch with you.
You can reach Plainview Outdoor Advertising at our office number at 423-622-4100. You can call me direct on my cell at 423-313-4393. We'll walk you through it. We'll get you started. We'll get you some great creative up there, something that will really catch people's eye and make them notice you.
And for any guys out there thinking about popping the big question, I just personally, as a female, think that that would be a very sweet way to propose. I really do. I don't see how she could say no.
If she buys a billboard back with a big no on it, then the billboard company wins.
Well, I guess you win and they
everybody
lose,
else
right?
loses.
Poor guy. Boy, that would be bad. Now, has that ever happened?
No, I can't say that's happened yet.
Good.
But I think we're giving them ideas right now.
I think that she would be so touched. She would have to say yes because that would be so unique. But we were talking also about investing in real estate and really the pros more than the cons, but there are some cons. And share with our listeners, because you told me something during the break that the mistake you made when you had your first rental home.
Well, like I said, we moved out of our home after 23 years.
Yeah.
And so your emotions tend to play a part
in your
first experience as a landlord. And so you really have to treat it like a business. It is a business.
That's
now.
Right.
It's no longer your home.
That's right.
It is a business for you to run. And
That's
so if
exactly
you treat it
right.
like that and you go into it with that mindset, you're going to be a lot more successful.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. That's why I want you to share that live and let our listeners hear that. You know, I have to tell sellers that all the time, Lou, because, you know, especially if they've raised their kids in a home and stuff, it is so hard to detach from that home. But once you make that decision to sell, it is no longer your home. And you have to let go of that emotionally. And that is a process. It's a lot easier said than done sometimes. And I've noticed that. And I have to tell sellers, you know, depersonalize your house too, because you want that buyer, when they come in, you want them to picture their stuff in the living room, their stuff in the kitchen, and that's their master bedroom, not yours. So you have to really neutralize the environment too.
Yeah, that's something that's really important, because your decor choices may not be theirs at all.
Exactly. And you don't want them to be offended either. You want them to come in there and that's their home. Well, let's talk about first-time home buyers. There's five tips for first-time home buyers I want to share this morning to avoid paying too much for a mortgage. The first thing you need to do, anybody, I think this is good advice, not just for first-time home buyers, but anyone thinking about buying a house, is to get a plan to find the right home for you. So you have to think about, you know, how big is your family? What neighborhoods are you willing to consider? You know, you don't want something that's going to be too far away from your business or, you know, your employer. Is a single family home a requirement, or is condo an option? You know, condos are very popular. For folks that don't want a lot of maintenance on the exterior, there's a lot of condos where you can pay a fee, a monthly fee, and they take care of everything on the exterior. For our busy professionals out there, they may prefer something like that rather than having a yard to take care of. But you also have to make a list of features you want in a home. Like how many bedrooms, you want a fenced yard, a granite countertop, a garage. I think you just added a really nice feature to your home, didn't you?
Absolutely. We added a pool to the backyard
yep.
and some outdoor space. And yeah. It's fantastic. It really is. And it's going to help us to get out of the house a little more often and entertain and have more people come over to the house and enjoy the pool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you got to think about those amenities and if you want a pool or not. Saving for a down payment. You got to save for a down payment. You have to consider down payment. There are programs out there with down payment assistance, and I know that Ben Phillips has some of those over at Home Rate. But nearly all mortgage loans and lenders require some amount of cash down. The amount you set aside for this will determine what kind of mortgage you qualify for, too. So, obviously, the more you have to put down, probably the better rate you're going to get and the higher price you'll qualify for. You have to also consider your income. Many banks, and I don't know if you knew this or not, Lou, but I'll share this with you. Many banks require that monthly costs cannot exceed a percentage of your income. Do you know what percentage that would be?
I'm guessing it's probably around 50%.
No, it's a lot less than
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 28%.
28%.
Now, some, depending on the loan type, sometimes you can go up to about 36% debt to income, but most banks want your debt to only be 28% of your income. So start paying off those debts if you're thinking about, especially high credit cards, those reoccurring debts, monthly payments, credit cards. Just, you know, make a decision and commit to paying those off.
Unsecured debt.
Exactly. So consider the down payment. Some lenders require at least 20% down, and that's to avoid mortgage insurance. Now, I know at Home Rate, and that's why I like to send a lot of clients over to Ben Phillips. He's got a loan product. It's a conventional loan. You have to have, I think, a 720 credit score, because I just sent him someone this past week. But 5% down and no PMI. And that saves so much on your mortgage. If you can't find a loan like that, a lot of times at the banks, you have to have 20% down or you're going to have that mortgage insurance until that loan's paid down to 80%. So you got to consider all that. There's several loan types, though, where you can have smaller down payments. FHA loan, that only requires you to have 3.5% down. There's a couple of 100% loans. USDA or rural development, or a VA loan, of course, for a veteran. Speaking of, you are a veteran, aren't you?
I am a veteran.
Do you have a VA loan?
I do have a VA loan, and I've only purchased homes through VA.
Yeah, and you served in the Air Force.
For 8 years.
That's the least we could do. In my opinion, I wish we could give all of our military, just give them a home. If I had my heart's desire, that's what I would do. But if you're a veteran out there, if you served in any branch, all you got to do is call and see what you got to do to get your certificate of eligibility going and get a 100% loan. It's the way to go, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because it's been a godsend for us.
Mm-hmm. And the rates are really good on those, too. Now, a USDA loan, that's a little trickier. These are also called sometimes rural development loans, and you have to qualify as an individual. But the property itself has to qualify as well. So if you're thinking about, wow, I want to see if I could qualify for a USDA loan because it's 0% down to purchase a home, then I would recommend call a realtor, call Sabrina Realty. We'll sit down and look it up. But it depends on the way you qualify as an individual. There's income limits. And if you're single, there's a certain income limit, a family of two, family of three, and so on. And, of course, as your family members go up, your income goes up as well. But in addition to you qualifying as an individual, you have to also, the property has to qualify. And usually what I have found, especially in Hamilton County, for a property to qualify USDA, it's usually located out in a more rural location. You're not going to be close to shopping and churches and banks and all that stuff. You're going to be out in a more rural setting, usually, for it to qualify. But a lot of properties in Harrison, out in Saudi Daisy, those are more the areas you're looking at for that type of loan. And then Ringgold, it's amazing. In Catoosa County, it seems that more properties qualify. But it's important, too, and I think you'll agree with this, Lou, get pre-qualified.
Get pre-qualified. That's one thing you can do right off the bat, and it makes your position a lot stronger when you go out and you start looking for a home.
That's right. Have that pre-qualification letter in hand. And two, I think it just helps from with the whole process, because why do you want to be out looking at homes in the $300,000 price range if you can't afford $300,000? You need to call, get pre-qualified, and two, you need that lender to go over exactly what your payment will be, go over everything. You need to make sure, look at your budget, make sure you're comfortable with that payment, because you don't need a $1,400 budget if it's going to strap you, or a $1,400 mortgage a month if it's going to strap you and you can't eat out, can't go to the movies, can't run to the beach. I mean, who wants to do that, right?
I think it's called being house poor, isn't it?
It is. It's called being house poor. And I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. But if you get pre-qualified, and let's say you qualify for $250,000, that's the price range you need to be looking at, and maybe even lower, if your budget, if you're more comfortable with a lower payment. And I tell people it's important to live. You don't want to be married to that house payment, and that's all you do. There's no joy in homeownership if you can't do a few extracurricular things. But you need to get pre-approved, and then once you get pre-approved, you need to get your rate locked down. Rates fluctuate. And what I've been told by Ben and others in the mortgage industry is usually on Monday, beginning of the week, rates spike up a little bit. Then maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, that sounds like gas prices.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of gas prices, I was just out in California. I took a picture.
Oh, no.
Their gas is like $4.50 a gallon right now. Can you imagine that?
I wouldn't want to drive.
I could blame it on a politician out there I don't like, but we won't go there this morning.
There's probably plenty of those.
But anyway, back to lock your rate. Watch the rates. Watch the interest rates. If you see them going up and down, really get with your lender and watch that. And lock that rate in when it's the lowest, because you're looking at a 30-year mortgage, and that's quite a commitment. Anyway, it's been a great show, and I just appreciate you, Lou, for coming in and being my co-host.
I'm glad to be here.
Initially going to be my guest, but thanks for filling in for Ben and being my co-host. It's been great. I know you do great work over there, Plainview Outdoor Advertising. So if anyone's thinking about advertising, call Lou up. And if you are out wanting to go see a home today, or even talk about the possibility of selling your home, call Sabrina Smedley at Sabrina Realty. 499-7780, SabrinaRealty.com. And, of course, Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage would love to help you get pre-qualified, 805-9100. Thanks for tuning in, and we will be back next week, Ben and I, with the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9.
Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.